I mean, listen, you know, I don't know what he's playing at, but people saw what they saw. They saw what they saw, and they've seen what's gone down with it. And no matter what, you can't put this monkey back in the cage. You can't. This was insurrection. It just was what it was. So people are very upset. His viewers, maybe they're going to buy it. I don't know. What do you think? Are they going to buy it?
A note to his editor. That was a bad shot. The B-roll of like, there were thousands here. A small percentage as it's like clawing down the building. That was a mistake on the editor's point. But I literally sit there and think like, don't treat me like I'm stupid. Like as you're watching the video and we saw it live, but even the clips he's showing, using words like meek, sightseer, they obviously revere it. This is literally a building with rules, and you've got people breaking windows. At worst, you've got injuries and a death.
But four people died that day.
Four people, okay. But the point here is, take away that even. They were destroying the building. You're watching glass. You're watching a stampede. Yeah. You're watching their outfits. Right. They're telling you what you're going to do.
The wall.
Steve Bannon says, remember on that podcast, he said, all I can say is strap in. Oh. All hell is going to break loose tomorrow. Oh. That's not a call for tourists. Like,
you know,
that is not something.
Sarah, when I go to Paris, I want to climb the Eiffel Tower.
You can't.
On the outside, because that's what tourists
do. If you revere it, you can climb it.
He's basically saying, I don't believe what I say. He's basically saying, I don't believe what I say. My boss, Rupert Murdoch, he doesn't believe what I say, but I want you to believe what I say. That's what he's saying to his audience.
Yeah.
Which shows contempt for them, I think. It's like you say, what am I, stupid? I think he thinks that his audience is stupid.
He does think that, yeah. And it's entertainment. A federal judge already found by law that he is not a journalist, that he is an entertainer, and that anyone that's watching should know that that this is just pure conjecture and entertainment. I actually don't think that they believe that it's not true. I think that they believe what he says. I think they treat him as somewhat of a messiah. But what hurts me to my core is that I've become friends with, I was always friends with a lot of Capitol Police officers, as I'm sure you have been as well. And they are the best of the best. And I've become friends with Officer Harry Dunn. Remember the tall man? He is still hurt to this day over what happened. His PTSD. Those officers are suffering terribly. Four people died. How dare you? How dare you, Tucker Carlson? It is beneath the dignity of any American
to dismiss their
experience.
Sonny, let's not let McCarthy
I'll let you take that one over.
But what you're really looking at is collusion between an entertainment show and the government of the United States.
And that was entertaining. So it was a rewrite.
Indirectly, McCarthy is also
McCarthy admitted that he had to give him 44,000 hours of security footage. So this is the most predictable outcome, that Tucker would then cherry pick the parts that look peaceful and that look calm.
But why did he?
He didn't even do that. Well, I think he must have committed to it to get votes for the speakership.
He said he had to give it to Tucker Carlson to become the Speaker of the House.
Because he made a deal.